Most mornings don't break because something dramatic happens. They break because we gave away the small space that lets us decide.
Quick example from my week. I opened my phone to check a single message. Then 30 minutes later, I'd replied, scheduled something I shouldn't, and turned a calm morning into cleanup. I screwed that up, and it cost me an afternoon.
That's the harm a missing margin does. Not dramatic, slow, invisible. A decision made at 7:12 becomes a pattern by 7:12 p.m. The margin is the small, protected space you keep, so your standards survive the day.
A margin is not laziness. It is a disciplined guardrail. It's the same reason a pilot briefs the landing before touching down. Structure before noise. Today, I'll give you three minimal, repeatable margins. Pick one. Protect it. That's the work.
Margin 1. Pre-screen time. Script to use. I will not open email, messages, or feeds until I finish my 10 minutes of planning. Say that once, now, out loud to yourself.
Margin 2. Decision blackout for big choices. Exact phrasing. No major decisions before my second cup or until 9 a.m. I'll decide routine things, not strategy. Use whichever clock fits your morning.
Margin 3. The three-breath energy reset. Script. Three deep breaths before any reactive action. Breathe in. Breathe out. Then respond. It costs 10 seconds. It protects your standard.
I like that. Three simple things. If 10 minutes of planning is too much, pick the three breaths. If you can't do the breaths, at least don't hit send. Small is better than perfect here.
Now the practical part. A 60-second morning lock you can say and use immediately. Use this verbatim. Say it once when you stand up or as you pour your first coffee.
Short and usable. If you want it even shorter for a packed morning, say, three breaths before reply. No decisions before 9 a.m. Keep it tight and repeatable.
The one-night check is binary. Tonight, ask yourself, did I protect the margin today? Yes or no? No analysis, no excuses. Mark it. That nightly yes-no creates honest feedback, and accountability beats motivation every time.
Take the micro trial. For 7 days, choose the smallest margin you can honestly protect. Use the verbatim script in the show notes. Print the one-week tracker and mark each night. If a margin feels impossible by day 3, scale down. Don't add more steps.
A practical tip from the floor. Set a single visible reminder, a sticky note by the kettle, or a calendar alert titled Protect Margin. Little cues make habit friction-free. I put one on my fridge, and it saved me twice this week.
The point, margins create decision space, so standards don't get negotiated away. Pick the smallest guardrail. Use the script. Run the week. No complexity. Test the habit before you upgrade it.
If this mattered to you, subscribe and grab the 60-second script and the one-week printable tracker in the show notes. Tonight, post a one-line commitment. I will protect X-minute margin for 7 days. Keep it short. Keep it honest.
That sounds great.
I'll post mine tonight. 3 breaths before reply. 7 days. Try it. You'll notice the difference.
Hold yourself to the standard. Strength doesn't need an audience.